Hey, kiddo, how was the hill? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, that ripping pow induces spontaneous joy.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And Sylvia in California pledges $50. Thank you, Sylvia. Folks, we got to hear from you. We still got, over 4,000 to raise yet. We only got 1 hour to do it. And so the number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And if you call in, try to, I know the guys on the line, they're working hard as they can. We're short one individual tonight on here in our pledge room, but, anyhow, they have to be brief because they can't afford to miss a call. We have to, 1 month, 1 week out of the year, or the month rather, 1 week out of the month, we have to raise enough money to stay on for the entire month. And that's that's not an easy chore. But thanks to you folks, and I do want to thank you for all of these years for supporting us. And for all of the encouraging letters, I really want to thank you for the encouraging letters out there.
And the prayers.
Yeah.
Especially the prayers. We've asked many times for prayer, and you've come through wonderfully.
Yeah, and Joe, the people that send in their prayer request, we meet on Thursday morning, and boy, I'm going to tell you, we got a stack of them. I mean, a stack of prayer requests, and we stay there. We stay there until they're all prayed for. And so, because we believe in prayer. We believe in prayer because God says it works, right?
Amen.
Okay.
And it does.
So one more time, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Now, we got some articles to go through here very quick. This is from World News Daily by Art Moore. And 18-month data-driven probe concludes 2020 election was stolen. Well, we've known that all along. Catherine Engelbreit and Greg Phillips have been engaged in the battle for election integrity for more than a decade. And the day after the contested November 2020 vote, they made a pact. Catherine looked at me and said, "We are going to do what we're going to do." Phillips recounted in an in-depth video interview with Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. "I said, let's go," Phillips recalled. She said, "Let's go all in." And eventually hired a dozen people who have put in 16-hour days for 15 months, combining tediously through cell phone, geolocation data, surveillance. Their hypothesis is that amid the many, many dirty, out-of-date voter rolls and the unprecedented distribution of mail-in ballots, a highly coordinated operation in the key battleground states collected ballots and paid mules to literally stuff them in the unattended drop boxes that became a center of controversy. Phillips, the founder of a healthcare data company, began lending his tech savvy to Engelbert's nonprofit, True in the Vote 2030, to analyze voter records across the nation, helping officials remove duplicates and registrations of non-residential, non-citizens, and deceased voters. They say that they had the hard evidence to back their finding that they were 4.8 million fraudulent votes in the states they targeted, including Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. But they've been shunned by the authorities, and the media won't touch it. You wouldn't expect it because
we have no information, Pastor Ernie. There's no truth, no facts, no facts.
Where's the evidence,
Where's the evidence? Won't show it, right?
Much of the evidence of criminal behavior is indisputable. In Georgia, for example, it's illegal for any person to place more than one ballot in a drop box unless he or she is registered as an assister. In Gwinnett County, where there is video footage of people with latex gloves stuffing multiple ballots in drop boxes, then recorded the deed with a photograph, there were no assisters registered in the 2020 election. Engelbreit and Phillips eventually took their two petabytes of data, next highest measurement for data storage for their terabytes, equalizing 1,024 terabytes, or 1 million gigabytes, to filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, whose feature 2,000 Mules in the post-production. After the movie comes out and its inevitable attacks come, Phillips said the investigation team will pull the ripcord and release all of the data. Engelbreit said that they want it totally transparent and give it all to the American people.
Yeah, that movie's out now.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So now you can see nobody is showing you to this point. What nobody is showing you to this point. Phillips noted that a lot of fear surrounding the raising of any questions about the 2020 election. Everybody's afraid right now. We're not been afraid. We told you from day one. From day one, there was election fraud. All the fake news media, all of, including Fox News, were aiding and abetting the deep state. They were all a part of it. There you go. Elaine, you've got an article there, too.
Yes, they do. And this is really horrendous. There's a 29-year-old woman named Alexandra Hunt running for a Democratic nomination in Philadelphia Congressional District. And she's been attempting to leverage her past in order to gain an edge over her competition in the race. As a young adult, she chose to become a sex worker while she was studying at the University of Richmond, where she earned a degree in psychology and now has her eyes set on Congress. She also wants everyone to know that she never regretted the abortion that she had. Her campaign platform, which is pro-drug use, also includes greater access to abortion, the decriminalization of prostitution, and other progressive promises to erode the backbone of American society. While her campaign advertises her as a youth soccer coach, once it was revealed that Hunt had spent time as a sex worker, the club she coached terminated her after she refused to stop promoting her past as virtuous. She also wrote that sex work is only viewed negatively, arguing that it's actually an empowering profession that allows women to own their sexuality and use that to bring both money and power to level the playing field. She became pregnant at 18, claiming that because her generation faces a lack of jobs, a lack of living wage, a housing crisis, an affordable student debt crisis, climate emergency, and other maladies, she chose to kill her unborn child, stating that she wanted to offer her child a better life. On Wednesday, she created an OnlyFans account in order to fund her campaign. Unfortunately, the web service allows prostitutes, amateur models, and professional adult film participants to offer the sale of schmutt directly to their fans. Among other monstrous viewpoints expressed in her writing, she advocated for a high school teacher who was fired after it was revealed she had been using school computers to run a pornographic website. In another instance, she defended a preschool teacher who was fired after she refused to quit doing porn. The reality is that this Hunt, like many other progressives, sees stigma of any kind as a negative influence on society, from personal responsibility to faithfulness in marriage, and even to the sanctity of life. Each and every tradition is considered an evil that must be snuffed out. It doesn't matter to her how many babies are terminated, how many girls are trafficked, or how many marriages are ruined. Every negative consequence is met with a dozen unrelated justification. And it says here, how did Hunt defend her decision to terminate her teenage pregnancy? She was worried about climate change.
What's her first name?
Alexandra Hunt.
Alexandra Hunt. I've got news for you. God's word, the Bible, says the word for sex workers is whore. See, God says you're a whore, okay? You understand? You can use whatever terminology you want, but God says you're a whore. When God says you're a whore, guess what? You're a whore. And here's what you need to do. And you're a selfish, wicked woman, a very selfish, wicked. You killed your baby. You killed your baby. You murdered a child. So what you need to do is you need to repent or perish. See, God says you need to repent or perish. Now, you can feel any way you want. You know, today you have one of the things that's happening at a rapid rate is whoredom is growing. They have now what they call hot wives. This is one of the things that's out there that's really growing in these communities where women decide they want an open marriage. And one of the reasons that they do is this right here. This thing here has given these women what they call more freedom.
Cell phones.
And what's happening is, you know, they're, and you can tell their husbands pick up on it right away when they'll be texting, and when they say they want, they go to look, the wife will pull the phone away. Now, it's not just with the women, but with the thing with the cell phone is more with the women. But it's about for new divorces now, for filing and cheating, it's the majority of them, it's like over 70%, I believe, is are women that are initiating the cheating. That used to be just the opposite of what it used to be now. And so, again, that's the name they call for it. And there was they had a thing up on the internet where they were interviewing these hot wives. And they asked them, how would you describe yourself? And one said, sexually liberated. Another one said, without boundaries, okay. And the third one says, we're whores, you know. So at least one was honest out of the three.
Yeah, part of the problem is I believe that, you know, your frontal lobe gets hijacked with all the toxicities that are in our environment nowadays, you know, in our water, you know, in the chemtrails, et cetera. And actually that's intentional, all right, for the Great Reset to basically take down the morals and the ethics of our society.
We're seeing it, and the worst part is the way it's affecting the children. The children are so confused. They are so confused. And, you know, this with all of what's been going on, the suicide rate amongst children.
Traumatized, right.
They go to school, a public school, and they're told by authority figures, well, see, your problem is you think you're a boy, but you're really a girl in a boy's body. If nothing will confuse a child, okay, I'm going to tell you, if I was to tell Joe, you're a woman in a man's body,
I think you lost your mind.
Well, and then, you know, here in Ohio, you know, in one of the counties at one of the high schools, you have high schoolers that are identifying as cats and dogs that are wearing collars, and it's a school with leashes. It's absolutely unbelievable, and they've decided how they want to be called, and the teachers are expected to interact with them accordingly.
Here's a woman dressed in a rabbit outfit, and this is in Austin Elementary School, and she's dressed in a rabbit outfit, and she's, well, let me read. A parent dressed in the Easter Bunny costume handed out plastic eggs filled with condoms to children at the Gillette Elementary School in Austin, Texas, last Thursday. The parent dressed in an Easter Bunny is accused of passing out plastic eggs containing unopened condoms to elementary and school children as they were dismissed. Thursday, officials said, it was an incredibly careless and inappropriate action of a parent. A spokesperson for Austin Independent School said in a statement. To letters to parents, Gillette Elementary School Principal Tammy Thompson said that the school had not sanctioned the parents' action, adding that it was an unplanned event, according to KVUE-TV. Reporter Thompson's letter added that the school official spoke with a parent about the inappropriate nature of the activity, according to the television station. Well, you know, this is just another reason why you don't send your children to a public school.
Correct, correct. You've got pure evil, and there's even some situations where there really are no English words to describe the horror of it.
Alrighty. Donna in Ohio pledged 400. Hector in Michigan, 50. Richard in Ohio, 300. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Professor, we know long ago, we told people back in 1919, the founders of cultural Marxism, one of them was George Lucas. And he said that he knew if he could destroy the Western culture, Western traditional sexual morals, he would have taken a giant step toward destroying Western culture. And it was Western culture that stopped the Communist Revolution. And then all these cultural Marxists came to the United States to get away from the war in Europe. And some of them came to Hollywood and from this Frankfurt School. And then Herbert Marcuse was one, Marcuse, and he wrote Eros and Civilization, and that's the book that started the 60s revolution freeing sex from any restraints, elevating the pleasure principle over the reality principle. He was the one that coined the phrase, make love, not war, you know, God is dead, all of that. So the communists have known for well over 100 years or more, going back even to the Fabian socialists in the 1890s, sex would destroy, you know, God's religion, Western civilization, and you wanted to go after the children with sex. So it's nothing new, but we have a news media who doesn't like to tell stories like that, tell the truth.
All right, 888-281. The phones are silent. We're still 3,700 short. We have approximately 35 minutes. So that's about $100 a minute we gotta get in tonight to make our goal. So we're still 3,700 short. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're waiting on your calls, folks. Listen to this. This is good news, Joe. Kentucky lawmakers block abortion access with a new law effective immediately. Kentucky effectively suspended legal abortion access on Wednesday as the legislature enacted a sweeping anti-abortion law that took effect right away and forces providers to stop offering abortions until they can meet certain requirements. The impact of the law in Kentucky, the first U.S. state without legal abortion access since 1973 Supreme Court case, Roe v. Wade, established the right to end pregnancy before the fetus is viable, abortion providers say. Abortion rights activist groups have said they will challenge the bill in court. Of course they're going to. The death culture, the unclean. The law imposes requirements that the state clinics say are too logistically difficult and expensive to operate, including a provision requiring the fetal remains be cremated or interred. Yeah.
Hey, we know that there's less health standards for an abortion clinic than for your local vet. Your veterinarian his staff has to be higher trained, have more cleanliness standards than any abortion clinic in the country. So if you wouldn't take you wouldn't go lay on a veterinary table, you certainly don't want to go to an abortion clinic.
One of the states just recently, one of the blue states, just the death states, wanted to pass legislation that that you don't even have to be licensed. Well,
we did that last week, where they're going to allow the midwives and physicians, assistants, people like that, a midwife can come in and conduct an abortion.
Well, it's similar to, you know, the current administration in Washington, pending the administration of COVID, anti-COVID pills by way of the pharmacist only, eliminating any physician or nursing assessment related to need.
All right, 888, folks, listen. The lines are dead. We got to hear from you. We really do.
Have a station support itself, we can't afford to keep it. The station you're listening to us on must become self-supporting. We have some good stations that help pay for others, but we're at the point where there's some stations that are in doubt, and we just have to hear from you if you want to continue listening to this program.
And folks, you don't know how close we came to having to drop some stations, and we fought. Like I said, we don't get paid for doing this. We do not get paid. We're doing this for the cause, to let you know, to be the watchman on the wall, to let you know what the fake news media and the Antichrist Communist Party don't want you to know. And so we got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. Well, one of those things, Joe, we got to tell the people, because there's what's happening over in the Ukraine, folks. Listen, it's bad on both sides are committing atrocities, but you're only hearing about the one side. Again, the fake news media, I mean fake. I mean really fake. I mean really, really fake news media. It gets me so angry because they just can't ever seem to tell the truth. And so, but here's what's happening in the Ukraine. Nazis were crucifying young Christian men right now, burning them at the stake. And I've got a picture, a photograph here of that happening here. And so this is happening too. The atrocities are on both sides. The Russians, all you're hearing about is how the Russians are raping women and shooting babies. Well, you know, probably some of that going on. I do know one thing. You cannot trust the fake news media to tell you the truth. You cannot. They will, whatever they're told the narrative is, they've got no morality, no decency, no honor.
They want this to be totally black and white. Ukraine good, Russia bad, and they're not going to tell you anything that might make Ukraine anything but wonderful.
Yeah, Ukraine is not a democracy. You know, it's a dictatorship.
Okay.
And Soros' money is all there. And if they go down in the Ukraine, the Great Reset's over.
All righty. And so Lulu from Vista, California, pledges 15. Andrew from Cleveland pledges 300. Sister Mary, Grace, pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Some folks may question why the alternative media platform would post such a horrific video for all to view. This is a video of what they did to this one young Christian man. The answer is quite simple. The entire U.S. government corporate complex has been aggressively pushing all of America into a pin of blind compliance with their nationwide "We support Ukraine and I stand with Ukraine" PSYOP. Just like this, the same bad actors deceitfully promoted, we're all this in this together. No, we're not all in this together. No, we're not. Okay, throughout the COVID era, now they're conning the American people into vividly supporting the barbaric Nazi regime in Kyiv. Well, it's the same genocidal maniacs who are trying their hardest to start World War III by forever demonizing Russia while gashing cringeworthy praise for the brutal Nazi government of Ukraine. Folks, for the last 70 years, our CIA has been working, and they've been working with the Nazi groups there in the Ukraine. And they are killing Russians. Now, you're not going to hear about that. I mean, I'm not in any way standing up for Putin or the Russians. They're committing atrocities, too. But you need to know both sides and not just what the fake news media tells you.
And one of the other points here is that across the world, that the U.S. has funded 336 bioweapons labs. There's actually three in the state of Ohio, down at Ohio State University. And the fact that many of the countries know the labs are there, but they're basically afraid to speak out.
Yep.
There's 26 labs in the Ukraine.
If Americans knew just how much of a neo-Nazi, neocon Zionist President Zelensky really is, they'd scream bloody murder, especially when they understood that his administration and military have been slaughtering Ukraine civilians at every opportunity. Virtually every attack in Ukrainian hospitals and civilian infrastructure have been carried out by the armed forces of Ukraine or National Guard of Ukraine, particularly by the neo-Nazi Azov battalion. Now, here, we had announced this a week or so ago. One of our generals was caught, you know, there leading these, teaching these Azov battalion. Now, you know the National Guard. Likewise, it was the Azov Nazi savages who perpetrated a viciously ruthless crucifixion and burning, and shown below. There's a film out. They're showing how they're burning these young Christian men. Until the U.S. citizenry sees and hears this searching raw truth, they will blindly jump on the Ukraine bandwagon that's slowly taking the world over the cliff. That's why we posted this deeply disturbing and horrifying video, and it is a horrifying video. Here, this young man, his name is Nikita And he was helping people. He was helping and saving lives. He was bringing food to people, just trying to help keep people alive. And the Nazis, aided by the CIA, burned him alive. And see, you need to know that. You need to know what's really happening. Okay, we have...
I've got something that'll make you and Elaine both feel good. You know what you've been telling folks about the vaccines. Well, longtime Democratic consultant, feminist author Naomi Wolf is switching sides. She's gotten together with health experts and attorneys, and they are going through all those thousands and thousands of documents on the Pfizer vaccine trials. Remember, the FDA was forced by a lawsuit to release those. They wanted to do it in, 55, 65 years, something like that? Anyway, she was on with Steve Bannon on the War Room, and she said they're compiling all of this information on her website, the Daily Clout. And she said, and it looks to me, this is not an overstatement from what I've seen, that this was a clinical trial. Pfizer and the FDA knew failed. The vaccines were not safe. They were not effective. They weren't working. The efficacy was waning, and they were seriously dangerous, yet they rolled it out anyway. Then she goes on to show that they knew the 100 microgram doses being administered suppressed the immune system, the white blood cells. They found that the mRNA produced spike protein and the lipid nanoparticles were making people sick. Ooh, really? And she went on to say, now they know that people are suffering joint pain, muscle pain, their extensive fevers, cardiac problems, and she said there is more to come. And the danger and the lasting damage that they knew about are clearly on display. So here you have at least somebody from the left wanting truth, and I think she's, from what I've been listening, she's switching sides. She's seeing the truth of the left and the misery and the lies, and now they're even talking about the number of children. The FDA had evidence back in May 21 that 35 children suffered permanent heart damage a week after being vaccinated, and there's more to it, but we don't have time to go into the weeds. So you guys have proven very true. Everything we've told you on this program is being proven true one step at a time.
Yeah, and as we break this information, all you have to do is wait a month or two or even 3 months, and then it's proven, you know, as fact. I don't know what was discussed, but last week, you know, it was announced that the CDC was going to be starting to check wastewater in different major cities across the country. And they're doing that specifically to identify remnants of COVID, you know, in the wastewater. And they're supposed to be doing this to prevent future outbreaks. But in actuality, I'm sure that they want to test the remnants of what is in that wastewater. It's the wastewater that gets treated that then turns it into that potable water that comes through your tap. But the point here is that there's a lot of information that's been released, and what has steadily held true over the past 2 years is that the secrets revolve around the patents, the patented viruses, and now we have patents related to the use of snake venom in order to make medications, and with the mRNA vaccine. And I just want to tell the listeners that one of the counteracts of this snake venom is melatonin. And you take 10 to 20 milligrams daily, and it actually will inactivate the 19 toxins that are in the snake peptides.
How many milligrams of that a day?
10 milligrams to 20 milligrams.
10 to 20 milligrams.
And then also the hydroxychloroquine is the other counteractive, you know, for that.
All right. Barbden from Detroit pledges 50. Thank you. Oh, well, you spelled it Barbden.
Yeah, that was on me.
All right. There you go. Brandon,
hey,
Brandon.
Remember, we're all volunteers here.
Yeah. All right. There you go. And so
I got one more bit of good news. Remember we talked many times about the Zuckerberg dollars that $350 million.
I know what you're going to say, Markey's. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a nonprofit organization that, you know, would roll in distributing his $400 million in grants, and it has announced it will not engage in that activity in the upcoming 2022 elections. And what happened, the Center for Technology and Civil Life came out and helped the film called Rigged, the Zuckerberg-funded plot to defeat Donald Trump. And it shows you how the Zuckerberg money persuaded, you know, people to adopt these policies that compromised our voter integrity and affected the election. Well, 1 week after the film came out, I guess Mark Zuckerberg kind of threw up his hands in surrender, according to the film's producer, Citizens United founder David Bossi. And he said, it's a big victory for the film. The CTCL, that's that Center for Tech and Civil Life, will not distribute the grants like it did in the 2020. They got caught, and they're not going to do it again.
If you can trust them.
Well, yeah, we're going to watch, but they're claiming they're not going to be doing it, and they will be watched now very closely. People know who they are, what they did.
All right, Joe, we got to take a break. Be back right after this one more. Don't go away.
More battles with this license. I'll
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to fly away. It'll take the rapture to get Andy off the ground.
Oh, come on, Pastor.
It's going to take the rapture. Yes, sir.
All right. All right. There you go. All right. We're back. Listen, we got to get serious. I'm serious. Are you serious, Elaine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go, folks. Elaine's serious. You know what that means? 3,200 is what we got to raise, and we've got 15 minutes to do it. 3,200 yet to go.
And I'll give you 100.
Okay, 3,100, folks. Okay, 3,100. There you go. 3,100 we've got to do, and we've got 15 minutes.
You can drop that down. Harriet and I'll send in 100 or maybe a little more. I've got to check with her, but at least 100.
All right, then we'll mark it down to 3,000. We need 3,000, and we got it's about $200 a minute. Okay, so, okay, we got Elaine. We got Pastor Joe, okay? There you go. All right. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And again,
remember, they tell you that radio is free, but that's because everybody has all those commercials and advertisers and sponsors. And we don't have any of that because most of them are too scared to sponsor or advertise in this program.
Have you got your newsletter yet this month, Joe?
I did, and it's a good one.
Yeah.
I just got it Saturday.
We hear that from people all the time. And you know, even though, you know, we'll keep sending it unless you tell us not to, but I get letters from people all the time saying, please keep sending it to folks. It's free. The newsletter's free. Don't cost you anything. Cost us. But it don't cost you anything. But
as I take and I copy mine on my own copy machine, and I hand it out at church, I hand it out to family, friends, and I ask them to go and do likewise, and that way gets maybe 10, 20 times more people looking at it for the same amount of postage you put out.
And my dear wife, she works awful hard. She really puts so much time into that newsletter. Thank the good Lord and thank her for it. Bless her for it. Okay, and you can get
up with you. She deserves a medal.
You're not kidding. Listen, you can get that newsletter.
Did you hear that, Ellie?
They're ready to WRWL. That's just WRWL 14781 14781 Sperry, Sperry Sperry Road, Sperry Newberry Newbury Ohio. And the zip is 44065. If you didn't get all that, if you're on the internet, you can go up to our website, wrwl.org, wrwl.org, all of the ways. And you can contribute to us by mailing that, by going up there, by PayPal, all of the different ways. It's right up on our website, wrwl.org. And if you want to get the podcast, it tells you there on the website how you can get the podcast. If you want to hear this, hear this program over or whatever. It's all up there. And so, anyhow, now we're down to 12 minutes, and we still need $3,000. We're 3,000 short. We need 12 minutes. We got to get it, okay? So,
remember, the Lord has promised that if you give, I'm trying to think of the, every once in a while I'm a little slow in memory. If you donate to a ministry, one, he will bless you. We can thank you, but God said he will bless you. You will share in the blessings. And two, God has made it quite clear that if you give, he will make sure you're able to keep on giving. Here it is. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Luke 6:38. He's talking about giving, and it shall be given unto you.
Okay, Jim in Oregon pledges 25. Donald in Chicago pledges 50. And there's one coming in right now. Lori, it looks like, in Oregon pledges 150. All right, very good. So,
well, Pastor, here we need to call Stacey Abrams in Georgia because her net worth has increased 3,000% in less than 4 years.
Yeah, you know, that happens with the Democrats.
Yeah.
When they
isn't
get to Congress.
Surprising?
Yeah. That kind of happens to them.
Well, to date, right currently, she's worth $3.17 million, according to state disclosures that she had to file in March. In 2018, she was worth $109,000. So where did all this money come from?
Georgie.
$5 to $6 million in speeches and book deals is what they're saying. But this is one way that the Democrats launder money to their politicians.
Sure. She gives a speech. They give her all kinds of money just for showing up. And
And then she supposedly received $700,000 over the last 3 years as an executive director of the Southern Economic Advancement Project. The unusual thing about these projects is when you ask them actually how it was spent, they can't come up with a listing of the expenditures.
Kind of like BLM and the $6 million mansions, the mansion in Canada, the mansion in California, and all of a sudden people are buying million-dollar homes in white neighborhoods and, that kind of thing, you mean, right?
Correct.
Well, it's kind of like Biden's. Did you hear about the Biden tax return? One of the guys on Fox News talking about he paid about 10-15% more in taxes than Biden's, and I'm looking at it, some information on it. They were writing all kinds of things off. They set up subchapter S corporations, and they're breaking things down, putting things in places, have all kinds of special things going on. And basically, they saved themselves millions of dollars in taxes, to make a long story short.
Marlene in Michigan pledges 25. Hey, thank you, Marlene. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673.
Now, Atlanta, Biden's...
Go ahead.
Yes, corporations to rake in more than $13 million on speaking fees and book sales in 2017 and 18, and that allowed them to count less than $800,000 of that as salary that could be taxed for Medicare, and there's a lot in here, but deep, deep, deep stuff. So they basically paid very, very little, and yet they tell you that pay your fair share, America.
Yeah, Biden wants to start taxing churches.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, you know...
I think he said that he's hiring 80,000 new people.
Yeah, for the IRS.
Not 80,000, but 80, I think, new people for the IRS.
No, 80,000.
80,000, so that was correct.
Yeah, that was correct, yeah. And so, they want to start going to churches. You know, I was listening to a pastor today, I believe he was from California, I'm not sure, but he was saying how... Their church never shut down, during the close down. And praise the good Lord for that. This is a younger preacher, and he sounded like he had some guts. But we never did. And none of the UBF, Unregistered Baptist Fellowship churches, shut down. And we told them right out front we were not going to shut down. The Bible teaches you must obey God rather than man. Obey God.
All the UBF churches are real New Testament churches. They are not 501c3 corporations that belong to the state.
Absolutely.
True churches, and their head is Jesus Christ, not the state, not the government.
Marlene in Michigan pledges 25, and Dale in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you.
Well, is not the IRS a separate corporation to begin with?
Yeah.
It's not part of the federal government at all.
No, it's basically a strong arm for the bankers for the Federal Reserve. Yeah, basically that's what they are. They're collector.
Okay.
It's not federal and it's not a reserve because they're deep in debt.
Yeah, so absolutely.
An oxymoron.
Well, just like the CDC is not a government operation. It's owned by Big Pharma.
Right.
Yeah. I say a lot of people don't realize this because with the cooperation of the fake news media, the very, very fake news media, they really, what's her name we just said today? The one from, what is this, PMSNBC, Morning Joe's wife, what's her name? I can't think of it.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
But she just came out and did another Sally Stahl and said, talking about Twitter And if Elon Musk buys it, then people are going to be hearing about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will be telling them how to think. And she said, that's what we're here for, we to tell people what to think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And here's some more numbers for you. I believe this comes from the Department of Health and Human Services, and it's a listing of what hospitals make in each state per COVID patient. And what's very interesting about this is that the highest paid state is West Virginia, and per case, they made $471,000 per patient. And I find that interesting because isn't that Joe Manchin's state?
Yeah, that is interesting.
How much per hospital visit?
Per COVID case, $471,000.
Wow.
That's
in the state of Ohio, ours was $180,000. And the lowest...
newsletter, that was that high. Wow.
$180,000 for Ohio. But there's also a couple other interesting low numbers here. All right. The state of New York received only $12,000 per each COVID case. And New Jersey was $18,000 per each COVID case. And so the monies they got had to come from different expenditures.
Yeah, not only that, but
they got millions of dollars.
Yeah, but I think, too, they went by the amount of cases they had. In New York, they had many, 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 many more than they did in West Virginia. So they had so much money, federal bucks or whatever, so they just had to split it up.
Yeah, they're trying to buy by the state.
Yeah.
But
well,
what's interesting is
years,
if you look at these states that I'm going to go over are the states where the election results are being contested. Arizona got $23,000 per case. Louisiana got $26,000 per case. Georgia got $73,000 per case. New Jersey got $18,000 per case. And New York got $12,000. So it's just interesting to see other correlations that's happened here with the COVID monies.
Okay, very good. We got some other. Here's some good news. Listen to this. Huge Republican registration in battleground states are burying Democrats. They're going to really have to cheat extra hard to go at this round. This is very, very, very big news. Republicans are burying Democrats in new voter registration. This is happening in state after state after state, including battleground states like Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, Nevada. Let me see. Where did I go? Oklahoma, Colorado, California. Well, let me just read it to you. Now, Democrats will have to cheat extra hard in November if they expect to remain in control of the U.S. House and Senate. Voter registration net differences between the 2020 election and April of 2022. Florida had a plus of Republicans of 245,777 registrations. In Pennsylvania, though, there was a plus of Republicans, 120,548. North Carolina, 92,656. Iowa, 49,633. Oklahoma, 56,500. Nevada, 24,336. Colorado, 12,786. In California, 193,256. This is an amazing thing. Praise the good Lord. Joe, we got four minutes in. Well, let's just tell the folks that all of this, everything that we're doing right here, one day will be forgotten. Everything that we're saying here tonight will be forgotten. This world will not be here the way it is. But people don't go out of existence. They just go, they change real estate, really.
Right.
And if you're out there listening to me, you're going to be, you're either going to, here's what God's Word, the Bible says, makes it clear, that when we die, then comes the judgment, and we end up in heaven or hell. There ain't no two other place. Just like there are really only two genders, men and male and female. There's only two places you're going to go. You're either going to go to heaven or hell, and there's only life and death. There's nothing in between, is there?
No, there isn't.
There isn't.
And so, folks, here's the good news, the very, very good news is Lord Jesus. This is why Resurrection Sunday is all about. What it's all about in this world. We know that biblical literacy is growing, and that's exactly what God's Word, the Bible, said would happen. The Lord Jesus made it very clear. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. Believe me, you want to be a part of that few that will enter, and you can be. God has given you the opportunity. And here's what he says you have to do. You have to pray to the Father. Repentance is very necessary. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. And then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, in all things, at all times, completely, without any reservations. And if you do that, okay, you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You've got God's word upon him. Now, God looks upon your heart, and you got to mean it. You got to be very sorry. He should be very sorry that it was your sin that caused the Lord Jesus Christ to suffer because of us and our sins, that he had to pay such a price that he had to suffer the way he did upon that cross. But the good news is he defeated death and hell, and he's given you an opportunity to do the same. And what you need to do is, like I just told you, call upon the name of the Lord, ask for forgiveness, and you will be, as the Bible says, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. And it don't get any better than that. You want to add to that, Joe?
Yep. Jesus said, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. He said to his apostles, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of all these things.
So, you know, Joe, we're going to be around here for a few minutes. Go ahead, Elaine.
Yeah, I just wanted to offer to the listeners, Elaine Conley, my phone number is 440-478-4073. That's 440-478-4073. I'd be happy to speak with you if you have questions related to your health and wellness.
All right, very good. Thank you, Elaine. Believe me, this lady knows what she's talking about.
One more announcement. Mickey Willis, who came out with the movie Plandemic, he has a website where Plandemic 1 and 2 are located. You can watch them for free. It's PlandemicSeries.com. Plandemic 3 movie will be coming out July 7th, and he's going to focus on solutions for us.
Very good. All right, we have Dale in Roseville, Michigan, pledges 100. Ingrid in Chicago pledges 40. And folks, we're going to be around here for a few more minutes. A few more minutes. We need to hear from you because we're still way short. So call 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We're going to hang here for a few. Give us a call.
The voice of the Christian resistance alive and fighting.
Yeah.
Because we are truly fighting the good fight of faith.
All righty. Yeah, because this, you know, we haven't done too well tonight. For the Monday, we normally do well, very well. Well, until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.